Hello and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I am your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor at the Tenkar's Tavern blog. Of course, all things tavern would have to include the Tenkar's Tavern Discord server. It's a hopping place to discuss your OSR and other gaming conversations. But what are we going to talk about today? We've got more news. I know. It is scary. We got, like, events happening. So, yesterday, I spoke about a certain book apparently being destroyed by a distributor's warehouse. That book in question was She Bleeds, published by Lamentations of the Flame Princess. Elizabeth Chai Pride It Cool. Maybe I got that right. Is the author, and she posted on Facebook that she heard that a game supplement I created for another publisher got destroyed in a warehouse because it was disgusting. And there was a whole lot of uproar in the community. You know, this is, you know, it sounds like a book burning type of deal. It's not good, right? Well, here, James followed up, I guess, last night, our time. And then, you know, Eastern Coast time, I guess that would have, I don't know, been whatever raggy time. He's right now, and he's in England on vacation. So he made a statement. I'm going to read his statement, then I'm going to make some observations on this. Hello, all. Seems there's been some controversy over She Bleeds, and people are losing their minds. All right, you know what? I'm going to make some comments as we go on. Yes, people are losing their minds. Nah, that's a bit of... People were upset. Losing their minds? Not so much. I'm seeing a lot of speculation and rumor being repeated as facts, so here are the facts as I know them, and it ain't much. I work with a company called Impressions to handle my retail distributions. They're the ones that sell Lamentations of the Flame Princess products to local distributors who sell them to stores. When I say I'm sending things to the distribution warehouse in the U.S., it's Impressions that I'm talking about, even though they are not technically themselves a distributor. Over the weekend at Dragon Meet, I was told that someone had tweeted about copies of She Bleeds being destroyed at a distributor's warehouse. The name of the distributor was told to me, but I have not been able to confirm it, so I'm not repeating it here. Some dude at a con told me it's not a credible info to go public with. Sorry, dude at the con who told me. All right. So then why are we talking about Impressions as your U.S. distribution warehouse? Why are they even being mentioned if you're saying that you can't confirm who it is? So why throw that out? In any case, I found the tweets in question, since deleted. In this case, I'm surprised that James did not take screenshots, because as we all know, the internet has a long memory, but it's even longer when you take screenshots. It's especially with something as hot potato issue like this, grab screenshots. Maybe somebody else did. And if so, you could forward them to me. It'd be awesome. I found the tweets in question, since deleted, which told the story of a few guys working at the warehouse, including people in charge, getting so grossed out over an RPG book concerning menstruation that they destroyed all the copies and would not even let the tweeter, a woman, see one. When someone asked who was taking the loss on the book, she replied, the company, but I couldn't tell which company she meant. Okay. I alerted the people who worked on the book. Liz made a post, of course, not happy. The book's concepts are Liz's down to the cover art direction with an assist from Rachel on the cover art. As publisher, I stand behind their work 100%, and I'm proud to have released it. I direct messaged this tweeter to get some confirmation and got no response, and at that point, the original tweets were erased. Again, screenshots. I mean, James, you should be on top of that. And that's it. This is a single local UK distributor issue, not my main distribution warehouse issue. All right. So James is not telling us the warehouse, though he knows the warehouse because somebody told him. But since he can't confirm it, he's not telling us. But he named an American distributor at the beginning of this, which I don't understand why. What was the point to that? No clue. There is no indication that these copies were not paid for, and while destroying books is personally infuriating, business-wise, a copy that is bought and destroyed counts exactly the same on the ledger as a copy bought and enjoyed. Frankly, these people can purchase and burn as many Lamentations of the Flame books, Flame Princess books, as they would like. Well, I don't know if they burned it. They didn't say burning in any of this, although we've been calling it book burning. If they didn't pay for the copies and don't intend to, watch this space. It'll be fun. For the context of the original tweets, there's no real indication that any more than three copies were affected. Of course, there's no indication that it wasn't hundreds. But since I'm still in London trying to enjoy the sights, I just got back from seeing a Book of Mormon. Lovely show. I'm not in a position to contact people on my end of the distribution chain to get more detailed information. And thank you all so very, very much for making me need to write a statement while still out here. Well, that's just asinine at the end. Here's my issue. If it was hundreds and She Bleeds was a Gen Con limited release, how the hell is it in such large distribution? Obviously, it wasn't a limited release. Right? Or is this a reprint already? I don't know. That part is getting me confused. Now, there's a lot of speculation going on that this drama was drummed up to get James Lamentations some free publicity. I don't know one way or the other. Whether the James Peterson, right? It was James Peterson, the guy who was photographed with, that got the whole uproar going too. Whether that was done to drive whatever, I don't know. I do know that the story as it initially came out and blew up does not appear to be the story that it actually was. And if James knows the distributor in question, then he knows how many copies were probably destroyed. And I can't believe that some random warehouse has hundreds of copies if it was a limited release. Doesn't sound right. Either James overprinted and wasn't able to judge the demand on this, or there's just some numbers just aren't matching. I don't know. Now, in further news, there's a survey going around the OSR, and it's also gotten a little flack behind it. I'll be honest with you. One of the two people involved with the survey, I've been in discussions with. I know Benoit has been in discussions with, and my issue isn't so much the main part of the survey, but it's the demographics page at the end, where usually demographics are sex, ethnicity, maybe location, your gender, your age. It doesn't usually ask your political affiliation and where you stand on social justice issues. That is my issue. Listen, I try to keep all things that are related to the tavern, Tankar's Tavern, as neutral grounds. I don't discuss politics. I don't discuss social issues. There's just better forum to do so than something that is aimed at gaming. And I don't believe that a survey should be looking to peg the demographics like that. I'm uncomfortable with it. Now, again, having had a discussion with one of the people behind the survey, there is current talk to take out the political and social justice or whatever, social issue questions, and replace it with things like geography, location. That's fine. That's what a normal survey would be. I'm not, if and when The survey gets revised. You'll probably see it mentioned on the blog side. I will give it a mention here along with a short link. And, I'd be interested in seeing the results. But not if the idea is to, peg people by their political leanings and their feelings as it comes to social issues. It, again, what does that have to do with gaming? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. So that's the news that's going on right now. And tomorrow is Wednesday. I haven't done any Kickstarter reviews, but I really haven't looked at Kickstarters because I'm trying to keep my wallet closed. Save a little money. We'll see. Maybe I'll look at that. All right, folks. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for joining in. We now have over 51,000 downloads of the Tavern Chat podcast. And I'm fucking floored. And I can't thank you all enough. You are an awesome community. And I am very proud to be a part of it. You make this a lot of fun. So thank you. All right. Stay safe. God bless. Be healthy. Roll your dice well. And I will talk with you all tomorrow. Later.